Well, like I'm sweet as friends, in the previous shiur, we were learning about Shimur L'Shem Mitzvahs Matzah, and we're going to be continuing. And I hope you heard the previous shiur. If not, things will become clear as we proceed. The Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yudos Yudal, the Oni Yontev and Simon Beis, ask, how could it be that the Gemara says in Pesachim Adav Lamed Ches that if you make chalos toda, if you make matzis for both chalos toda, and you say, listen, if you think to yourself, if the chalos toda are sold as chalos toda in the shuk, good. And if not, then I'll be yotzei matzah. So this is breira. Breira is that it comes out retroactively that was what you meant. That was your kavana. We hold ain't breira b'doraisa. So b'shas asiya, it's not mavur at all. That it's whether it's the there's going to be a chalos toda or a matzis mitzvah. So Bishlam, according to Rashi that we saw in the previous year, that you're allowed to have dual kavanas. So here also, it's not an issue of Brera. Dual kavanas is fine. Not that it's going to come out afterwards like one way or the other. You don't need that. Just a very, even if you would have at the beginning. For this or for that. For both of them, not either or. For both of them is fine. So therefore afterwards, when it comes out like one or the other, it's fine, because you're allowed to have a dual kavana for both. But according to the Rambam, well, do you now allowed to have a kavana for both matzis mitzvah and chalos toda? And only here you're allowed to have an either-or kavana. And that's why it's kosher. So it's breira, because only afterwards you're going to find out what your kavana was for. So the Oni Yontev is mitareitz, that there's no chisaron breira. In our instance, because when is there a chisaron of breira? When you have to be miyachit something, you have to be mechel shem mitzvah, like chutei tzitzis. There it has to be clear that it's l'shem chutei tzitzis. But in a case where it's just a yediyah, where you just have to have yediyah, like we spoke about in the previous year of two types of lishma, of creating a chayfetz and yediyah samaisa. So here it's just yediyah samaisa. It doesn't require that there's no issue of breira, there's no problem of breira. Only when you're mechel achalos, when you're making a change in halachic status, is an issue of breira. And since here it's just yediyah, there's no problem of breira. And so says the Birka Shmuel in Rebbe Baruch Meir and Gittin Simon Yud. So they both hold that the din of lishma and matzah is a din in kavanas samaitz, and it's not a din in ashvuyeh cheftza. And that stems very nicely with what we said in the previous year, that your kavana lishma and matzah doesn't require dibur peh. And according to the Rabbeinu Chaim in the Da'as HaTur, where you're not being a shvuyeh cheftza, when you're not making a nuchefza, when you're not making a chalos nuchefza, change in halachic status of the object, you don't require dibur peh. It's enough to have machshava. However, not so pashut, because it seems that the grach b'das haramam legabe yisus klovim at the end of Hilchos Chometz u'Matzah holds that lishma is a din in the chalos cheftza of the matzah. That it has to have a din of mishtemeres l'shem matzah. So if that's the case, if that's really shita sarambam, then we see two tzadim. We see one possibility in the Rambam that the Birka Shmuel Yonah Gyantif, that he holds that the lishma here is just yediyas hamaisa, and then we see Rabbeinu Chaim in the Rambam that it's a shvuyei chefza, that you're creating a change in the chefza of the matzah, that it's becoming matzah's mitzvah. So apparently, according to this, we can say that that's the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. We learned in the previous year that Rashi holds you're not allowed to have dual kavanas in the Rambam, that you're allowed to have dual kavanas both for chalos toda and for a mitzvah, matzah's mitzvah, and the Rambam holds that you're not able to. It's not kosher. So we asked on Rashi, Ait Sittis, you're not allowed to have a dual kavana l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem mitzvah when you're making the treles on the string. So how here, according to Rashi, are you allowed to have a dual kavana? So the answer is mitzvah sittis is different, because sittis is an asiyas hacheftz, and therefore you have to be miyachid it l'shem the tzviya, the coloring l'shem sittis bovat, in order that it should become a cheftz of mitzvah. Hashem kein matzah, there's not a din in asiyas hacheftz, rather it's a din in kavanas hamaisa, and therefore it doesn't matter if you're having a din in kavanas hamaisa, your kavana is only that you're doing a maisa here of making matzis mitzvah, there we don't have a problem that you have kavana for something additional. And it's similar to what the Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba in Simas Samos, Sif Katan Tes, Lein Tzirich Mitzvah Tzirichas Kavana, that you're allowed to have kavana l'shem mitzvah and l'shem davar acher. If you do, you are yotze yidei chovaso. The Rambam is going to hold. He says that you need kavana both l'shem and matzah. That he, the Rambam holds, excuse me, that you need kavana only l'shem matzah, and not l'shem matzah, and also that it's going to be for chalos toda. It can't be a kavana for both. So he compares this to tzitzis, because he holds that matzah is like tzitzis, that both of them are shvuya cheftza, and when you're creating a new cheftza, you can't have this dual kavana. If that's the case, then our question is reinstated. We had a kasha before. What about Breira? Ain't Breira Doi Raisa? So how are you having kavana either or? Either it's going to be Chalos Tod or it's going to be Matzis Mitzvah. It's Breira. It's only going to be Mizbara afterwards. What did we answer? We said, no, it's not a problem because it's only Kavana Samaisa. If it's only Dina Kavana Samaisa, no problem with Breira. But now we're saying that according to the Rambam, he holds that the Kavana of Lishman Mata is La Shvuye Cheftza, to make create a new Cheftza. So how is he going to deal with the Breira problem? And we can be miyashiv v'pshitus based on what the suffix of the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim Kuf Chof Aleph Os Aleph. His suffix is that Chalos Toda when you're making Chalos Toda. Do chalos toda have to be l'shem mitzvah, just like mas has to be l'shem mitzvah? That's a suffix of the Chazon Ish. Do chalos toda have to be made l'shem mitzvah when you're making the matzah for chalos toda? The Rambam didn't mention this din. It's mashma from his shtika that you don't need lishma in l'shem mitzvah in chalos toda and rikike nazir. And the Ramban was ready miyaseid in the Gittin Chof Hei that there's no problem of breira unless there is a suffix on what it's going to be chal. Is it going to be chal on A or is it going to be chal on B? But a suffix, if it's going to be chal or not chal, that's not breira. And therefore, you can make a tanai. Why isn't every tanai breira? It either is or it isn't. It's only going to be misbar afterwards when the tanai is mekuyim or not mekuyim. The answer is, because there it's a question of yes or no. Is it chal or is it not chal? So in the Tanai, is it chal or it's not chal, there's no issue of Breira. Breira's only, is it going to be chal on A or B? And Tanai is it going to be chal or not chal? Breira is, it's going to be chal, what is going to be chal? And that's a famous chiluk of the Ramban between Tanai and Breira. If so, according to this, when you make chalos toda to sell, and you say, if I don't find anybody to sell it to, it's going to be l'shem matzis mitzvah, it's not a problem at all, it's no breira. Because the only shaila is it going to be chal on the matzah or not? Is the l'shma, is the ashwiya chetza going to be chal on the matzah or not? But it's not a problem of breira. Because it's not a question of, is it going to be chal on the matzah? Is it going to be matzah or chalos toda? Question is it going to be matzah or not? Because chalos toda don't need any special l'shma. Isn't that kavaldik? Terrific. In light of the aforementioned, as they say in the essay, we can understand the Machlokas Rishonim we mentioned in the previous Shi'ur, if there's a din of Asiya Lishma in the Matzah, or is it only Shimur Lishma? The Ra'ah holds like Rashi that the Gedder of the din is Kavan and Yediya B'Shimur, not Ashvuya Chevtza. And therefore it's not considered Asiyas HaMatzah. The Ritva and the Michtam that we learned in the previous Shi'ur learn that there is a din in the chalos cheftz of the matzah, and therefore they hold that only the person making the matzah can be mechel a chalos cheftz of matzah's mitzvah. Even though the ikar din lishma was said about the shmirah, but here there's also the additional aspect of a siyas hamatzah, and only the person doing it can make matzah's mitzvah. And therefore was pashat, as we learned in the previous shiur, to the ritva and the michtam, that a goy can't do it. It's not enough that the Jew stands on the side, because it's not a proper asiyah. The Ra holds that you don't need any proper asiyah Like Rashi, it's not a Shvuyei Chetz, it's just the idea and the Kavan and Shimur. And there, you can have a Jew standing on the side and making sure that it doesn't become Chametz. And we can go noch tiefer, that we still have to understand. Sof, how can you be mechadish din of a seal shema and say that the gather is a shvuyei chepza? It says shmartim is a matzah. It's enough that you do shimur lishma. It's not like tzitzis where it says vasulam tzitzis, that there's a din of a shvuyei chepza. So the answer is that according to these Rishonim, the gather of shimur is not just a sheva al taisa, but like Rashi says in Menachas Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, shimur anu sheyasuk bebatzek kol shaa. Ah, so since chimutz comes by not doing anything, so the shimur from chimutz is an inyan chiyuvi to do matzah with zrizus, and that's the pshat u'shmartim es hamatzis, that shimur from chimutz is the asiyas hamatzis, and therefore it's dinin asiyah. So shimur is not just hashgacha chitzonit, it's not just the external watching that it shouldn't become chametz, but the gather is isuk. But often chiyuvi, it's an active being involved in the making of the matzah, and therefore the asiyah is part and parcel of the shimur. And therefore, the Ritva and the Michtam hold that le'inyan achalas chaloi shem lishma and the matzah, it's not enough to do shimur from the person standing on the side. Rather, dafka the person doing it has to be doing it. Make the asiyah has to be done with shimur lishma. It has to be asiyah and shimur lishma together. And then this is chalos chevtza, so therefore the asi also has to be done lishma, and therefore it's not good if a goy does it. So we know that the chometz is remes the etzahara. The way to beat the etzahara is constant isuk, so that the chometz doesn't come in, to keep yourself busy. Al kopanim, we baruch Hashem learned a few more yisodos, and we will now come to be miyashev the stira in the Rambam that we learn in the previous shir. What was the stira in the Rambam? On one hand, the Rambam seemed to be learning that in order to properly do shimur, what is it called that you're doing shimur on the matzah? So the Gemara says that the matzah has to be lechem oni, and that excludes dough that was kneaded with wine, oil, and honey. That's not considered lechem oni. That's not poor man's bread. It's rich man's bread. So Ramban says it has to be where there's water in the Issa. Because otherwise, there's no union of shimur here at all. Because if it's just to prevent that water doesn't come near, that's not considered shimur. So it must be that you mixed in the water. Because if you didn't mix in water, then there's no shimur and you don't need the meat of lechem oni. And he brought a raya from Revucha that if it's boiled in hot water, it's also not going to be kosher for matzah because no shmartim is a matzah. So you see from here that the Ramban holds that when you just preventing it from becoming chametz is not enough. It has to actually come into contact with water. But then we saw Ramban in his Chedushim, who says not like that. Ramban in his Chedushim says that ushmartim es hamatzos. What does it mean ushmartim es hamatzos? That it has to be that you do the sisa. But the Ramban says that that's not ma'akev b'di'evit. Chatchila, it's nice that it should come into contact with water. But just preventing it that it shouldn't come into contact with water is enough. So in one place in the Mechamas, the Rambam holds that you need an active shimur, that it should actually come into contact with water, and then in the elsewhere the Ramban holds in his Chedushim and Daf Mem and Psachim that a shimur miniyati is enough, that meikar adin, it's enough that it just shouldn't come into contact with water. So how are you to be miyashev that stira? So the Taz is medayik from the lashon of Shulchan Aruch, simetav samach, and also simetav and gimel that lishas hamatzah b'afiyasa is not ksheira lego begoy, even if a Jew is standing there and he's doing the shimur, just like the opinion of the Rashba and the Ritva we learned the michtam. But ktsiras hachitim v'tchinasam, the cutting of the wheat and the grinding of the wheat are ksheros if the guy is doing it and the Jew is watching. Explains the Taz that since the ikar asiyas matzah is lisha and afia, only there you need shimur l'shem mitzvah mashen came the earlier stages, even though it requires shimur from chimutz, but you don't need shimur l'shem mitzvah. So therefore ktsira and tchina don't require shimur l'shem mitzvah. A number of achronim argue with the Taz, look in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Siman Tav Samach, and in the Sefer Minchas Baruch in Siman Ayin Beis, he asks the kasha on the chiluk of the Taz b'svara. The din shimur is learned from Shmartim Samatzis. So mechi teisi to be mechalek between shimur of ktsir and tchina that don't require lishma and shimur of lisha that does require lishma. So even though we could be medayik from the Rambam and Chometz U'Matzah, hey tes and vav tes, like the Taz, that he only mentions lishma by lisha, sof we have the svara, the kasha al pi svara of the Minchas Baruch. What's the place to be mechalek when they're both learned from the pasuk Shmartim Samatzis? So why does one have to be lishem mitzvah and the other one not? The earlier stage is known, the later stage is yes. Furthermore, the Netziv was already mayor in Hamek Shalem Parshas Tzav, that the makor of the diuk of the Taz is from the Torah, brings the Shiltis to require Shimur B'Ktzira, and he doesn't say that it has to be L'Shem and Mitzvah. However, if you look in the Shiltis, you'll see explicitly that even Ktzira has to be done L'Shem Mitzvah. Dan, 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 dan. Sof Dover, the Taz is very shver, so we have a Kasha and the Diuk Lashonos of Shulchan Aruch that seem to say that Ktsira and Tchina are Ksheira Begoy Kishisrael Omer Al Gavav Masha Ein Kain Lisha. And so brings the Bir Halacha that the Minhag Olam is to be Mako, but if it's possible, everything should be done by the Jew, that's the best. So it seemed then that the Teretz is Barur and Pashut. What's the Teretz? Yes, indeed, the din of Lishma was said in all types of Shimur, because they're not two psukim for Shimur. And Shimur begins Mishas Ktzir according to Shulchan Aruch. But the gedder of Lishma changes in every pu'ula based on the essence and the inyan of that pu'ula. Before water hits the Isa, so the Shimur Ikri hasn't started, like the Gemara says that Lisha is Idna Denachas L'Shimur Psachim Mem, because only from that time the Shimur comes, is expressed in doing the matzah itself, that's the Shimur, to be busy with it the whole time, and to bake it without stopping, like we brought from Rashi Menachis. But earlier on, it's not considered bread at all. And therefore, only Mishas Lisha, the gather of Lishma, is a Shvuye Chepza to make a Shem Matzis Mitzvah. Because only then the Shimur is expressed with Asiya, and that gives the Matzah Shem Matzis Mitzvah. Masha'en Kain, Ktsira. There's no Chepza in Matzah yet. There's not a Shimur Masi. There, the gather of Shmira, Sheba Altasa, Shimur Miniyati. That water shouldn't hit it and become Chametz. And if so, it does not have the gather of Lishma of being Mechel Echalos Din, rather it's just Kavan and Yediyas HaMaisa, like the Chiluk that we learn. So we understand that it's enough of a Goy is doing the Ktsir and Tchina and the Jew is watching him, because there he doesn't have to make a Chalos Shem in the Chavtza, because there's no water yet when you're doing the Ktsir and the Tchina. And the later on it has to be done by a Jew, because there the gather of Lishma is a Chalos Chalos, because there it's coming to contact with water. If so, miyushavim shapir heitev divrei Ramban. Because only when the Ramban was talking about the shimur of ktsira, there, the Ramban says in his chedushim and daf mem, there it's enough to do shimur shlili, shimur miniyati. It's a mitzvah to do lesisa. It's nice to soak it in water. And then you can do an extra shmirah and make sure it doesn't come to chimutz. But if it's just in the stage of shmirah, of like b'ktsira, if it's just in the stage of ktsira, there, shimur miniyati is enough. It doesn't yet have to come into contact with water. And it's already considered shimur. And therefore, when you're mahapech liomrim, so there you do the shmirah already mishas ktsira, even without water. But lisha, ay, when you're doing the lisha, there, mishas lisha, you have to make a chalos lishma, both in chiyuvi. And therefore, if b'shas lisha, it can't come lidei chimutz, there's no asiyah chiyuvit, there's no positive action of matzah, because you can stop your working, and it won't come to chametz at all. And this is all merumas in the words of the Ramban that we read out in the first shir. Da be'inan shimur delisha ve'afia dechsivu shmartim es ha-matzois yatzazu de'ena tzricha shimur. You have to have shimur, it has to come into contact. That's why the Ramban says there has to be water involved here with the fruit juice, with the dvash and shemen. Because you need shimur, as it says, v'shmartim et samatzah, excluding this, that doesn't require shimur. Now the Ramban is talking about the sheet of the Rif, who requires shimur only mishas haktzira, who requires sheet already mishas haktzira. So why does he mention lisha nafia? That's exactly what we're saying. That this shimur is a shimur chiyuvi and not miniyati. And that's only mishas lisha. So Baruch Hashem, we resolve to be miyashiv the stira in the Ramban. Or if Ozer was miyashiv the stira in the Ramban, I'm just the kli to be mefarsim this chiddush to the world. That the Ramban says that when the Gemara is memayit from lechem oni, isha sheni losa b'yayin shem dvash, it has to be that he mixed in water. Because if he didn't mix in water, then it would be pasul, because even without not being lechemoni, because there's no shimur here. Because here we're talking about shas lisha, and shas lisha needs an active shimur. And therefore it has to actually come into contact with water. Mashen came, the Ramban in his chedusha on daf mem, where he's talking about earlier on, even before the Bishas Ktsira, there already the Ramban doesn't require it to come into contact with water. There it's enough just to do Shimur. That doesn't have to actively come into contact with water. There it's enough to do Shimur that it doesn't come into contact with water. When you're doing Lisha, it's not enough to do Shimur that it doesn't come into contact with water, because there you're doing an Asiya. It has to be Mashu Chiyuvi. There has to be water here, and you're busy with it, making sure that it doesn't become chametz, like we saw in Rashi Menachas. So when you're doing it, when you're actually making the chalos of this matzah, so there it has to be something active that you're making. You're doing an asiyah, you're making a chalos. So there has to be water here, that during the asiyah's chalos, you're busy that it shouldn't become matzah. There it's not enough, it should become chametz. There it's not enough to make sure that it doesn't come into contact with water. Because that's the shimur shlili, shimur miniyati. That only works, the shimur miniyati, when you're dealing mishas ktsira and tchina. There, that's the Ramban and the Chidushim and Daf Mem. There, shimur miniyati, there the preventative that it shouldn't come into contact with water. That's considered shimur. But once you're in the stage of lisha nafia, there it has to be an active shimur, i.e. of asiyah. And therefore there has to be water here. And with the water, you're busy the whole time making sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. So there's actually a couple more nakudas here. So I hope that we have another shir to finish up. But in the meantime, we should all be zocha. Amen v'amen. We should always taste Torah that's this sweet and even sweeter. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.